Let's talk to Sarah, who's in Chingford. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for calling in. What do you want to say?
I do think abortion is way too easy. I myself have actually had three, but they've been over a period of sort of 15 years.
Yeah.
I've always actually paid for my own. And I do agree that I think there needs to be some kind of cap on it in terms of if you've had them on the NHS once, there needs to be a much more rigid or stricter procedure. And it's just way too easy to have it done. And I totally agree that it's being used as a form of contraception as opposed to something that, you know, we should be looking into, you know, afterwards in terms of like an accident.
Yes. Sarah, can I ask you the circumstances, if you don't mind answering, of your three abortions?
One was straight after I had my own child.
Yeah.
And it was purely by accident, and I just wasn't ready. I was in a very sort of difficult situation personally with my partner.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were going through a very difficult time.
And the last thing you needed as a couple was another baby arriving on the scene.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then later on, many years later, many years apart, but just accidental. But for me, it's one of those things. It was an accident. It wasn't supposed to happen. But I knew I was able to deal with it. I had the money. Off I went to the clinic.
And when you say accidental, that was no contraception or contraception that failed?
Contraception that failed.
Yeah.
Okay. But I do think, again, the approach around it, I mean, myself, it was very relaxed. Contraception, it failed. What you're supposed to do in that situation is stop. But sometimes you sort of continue and you think, okay, I'll do this, I'll take the morning after pill. And certain things just weren't put into place. I think if there was the option where we were much more stricter, I know myself, I would have been a lot more careful. I'm very fortunate I'm in a position where I'm able to, you know, if it happened, I would deal with it.
How much is an abortion, a private abortion?
Depending on how many weeks you are, it's under sort of £1,000.
But way out of the reach of a lot of women. I mean, this is one of the issues. It tends to be the abortion rate is actually, it's not teens. It's mostly girls, you know, women 20 to 24. But of course, that is the age when, you know, women are most fertile. They're most sexually active, and they're least likely to be wanting to settle down in a family in this day and age. Whereas, of course, 20, 30 years ago, well, you'd be getting married then. So those pregnancies would have been within marriage, probably.
Absolutely.
And therefore, they probably wouldn't have been abortion statistics. That's the interesting thing. But the thing is, you see, I've got this thing. I don't believe if your contraception has failed and you're aware of it's failing, I don't think that's an accidental pregnancy. I think that is that's you played the odds pregnancy, and that's not the same as an accident, is it?
No, I do agree. But there was the thing about, we were talking this morning and on the news about the disability allowances being cut. And I think if you were spending £1 million
a week?
I mean, there you go. That's where we should be looking at it. And I think, like you said, there are so many people. I think it's just a case of laziness. It's a case of just being irresponsible. And it's because it's so easy. You can rock up to your doctors and you can tell, you know what, this is what I want. And I think, I mean, the reason I chose not to go down the doctor route is I think that you have to wait sort of 14, 15 weeks. And for me, that's, you know, it's getting much closer to a baby as opposed to it just being a bunch of cells.
So for you, it was worth the money. You were lucky enough to be in that position to have the money. And for you, it was
absolutely
just dealing with it as soon as possible to make it the least traumatic.
Absolutely.
Do you feel any, and I'm not saying you should, I'm just asking the question neutrally, do you feel any shame or embarrassment about having had abortions and having had three?
No, but saying that, it's not something I talk about. It's not something I feel we need to tell people.
Yes, not dinner party conversation.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's, but within my circle of friends, I'm 33 years old, and, I mean, women talk. Most of my friends have had one, or even two. It just seems so common. Whereas, I mean, I don't know, again, we're talking about ages. I mean, you know, in my 20s, it was something that nobody had ever done. It wasn't talked about.
Yeah.
Whereas we're all sort of, you know...
Lots of people had done, but as you say, no one talked about it.
No one talked about it, yeah. But no, I feel, you know, nothing. It was, to me, there's no emotional connection. I mean, like I said, I've had a baby. I am a mother. But for me, that was just a bunch of cells. It was a problem that needs to be taken care of, and I've done it. And it sounds a bit cold and heartless, but I don't think it is, really. I mean, maybe it is for some people, but for me, it just was a case of, you know what, some people I have to take care of. And I could do it because it was so easy to do.
But you fundamentally think that it shouldn't be so easy?
No, I just think, especially with the cost of the country as well, I don't think it should be so easy. I think people need to think about it. I think you need to be much more responsible. And I think even on my own part, I can easily say I should have been much more responsible. In the back of my head, I always know I can take care of it, which sounds terrible. But if that option wasn't there, I think the situation would be totally different as well. And I think we the whole thing with the cost is, I mean, I was not aware of the cost at all. I only heard about it today, and I just thought that's absolutely disgusting, especially because I was listening this morning and about how, you know, they need to save money on the NHS. So
yeah, and every penny that's spent on people who don't need it is taken away from people who do. Sarah, thank you so much for kicking off our debate. I really appreciate your honesty.